Chapter 10. Gold. A short time later, Will and Jack and their men arrived at the Isla de Muerta too. Through the fog, they could see ships, old ships under the water. Jack turned to Gibbs. "Stay here with the men," he said. Jack and Will got into a smaller boat and started to go to the island.
"Do you see that?" said Will. "There, a cave, I think."
The boat moved slowly into the cave. It was very dark, and the walls were wet. Jack and Will didn't speak. On their left, they saw a light, and next to it was a skeleton. It had a sword in its back. They stopped the boat and jumped out. Then Will followed Jack, and they climbed for a short time. Suddenly, they saw some lights. In front of them was a second, bigger cave. They saw gold boxes, gold cups, gold plates, and gold swords, and a lot of money. The cave was full of gold. In the middle of the cave, in the middle of the gold, Elizabeth stood next to an old Aztec box. She couldn't move because Barbosa had his hands on her. Will wanted to go to her, but Jack stopped him.
"No," he said. "We have to wait."
Will didn't want to wait. Elizabeth's life was too important to him.
"I'm sorry, Jack," he said,
and he hit Jack hard. Jack fell to the ground. He didn't move. Will looked around the cave and listened.
"Do you know my plan?" Captain Barbosa said to his men. "When this curse ends, I'm going to eat fruit. A lot of fruit."
The other pirates laughed. Barbosa looked at Elizabeth. He took her hand and cut it with a knife. Then he put the medallion on her hand and closed her hand around it.
"Blood," he said. "Turner's blood. The curse started with blood, and it ends with blood."
He took the bloody medallion from Elizabeth and put it into the box, onto the gold. The pirates waited.
"I don't feel different," Rigetti said. "Is that really the end of the curse?"
"How will we know?"
Pintel asked. Barbosa thought about that. Then he took out his gun and shot Pintel. Pintel stayed on his feet. The pirates were very unhappy.
"Oh, it didn't work!" they shouted.
Barbosa didn't understand.
"You," he said to Elizabeth. "Was your father William Turner? Bill Turner?"
"No,"
she said. The pirates shouted again.
"She's not Turner's child. She's the wrong person."
"But she had the medallion."
"She's the right age."
They called to Barbosa.
"You killed Bill. You started this."
Nobody looked at Elizabeth. Suddenly, she felt a hand on her arm. It was Will.
"Come with me," he said quietly. "Quickly, now."
Elizabeth started to move, but first she took the medallion. They ran to the boat.
"Look, the girl! She has the medallion. Get them!"
The pirates ran to their boats. Then they saw Jack.
"Jack Sparrow," said Barbosa. "Aren't you dead?"
"No, I'm not dead."
"But you will be."
Barbosa took out his gun.
"Wait, wait," said Jack. "The girl's blood didn't work." "How do you know?" I know. You don't want her blood. I can help you.